up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads with Naughty and MJ is brought to you by The Armory Company, Assurance Home Care, Burger King, Easy Car Sales, Fine Threads, Island Luck, John's Department Store, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
Sing my song, my song. I've been on this road for way too long. I've been hoping that we all get along. These roads of flames are catching a fire. Ah, showed you I loved you, you called me a liar. Give Jive the thanks and presents. I've been on my own, oh no. But we ain't never left alone, long, long. And if I'm telling you the feeling is wrong, regardless won't take too long. And when
you... You got it locked and loaded to the Monday, March 9th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty along with my better half, MJ. In your company right up until 6 p.m. MJ, it is Monday, my love, and we got lots to talk about.
It is Monday. It was a good weekend, though, and I hope everyone else out there had a great weekend as well.
It was a good weekend, but that bloody time change.
Oh, my God.
God.
And, you know, yesterday was International Women's Day. I saw something where the person said, of course, it would be the shortest day of the year that we get. But anyway, to all the women out there.
Yeah, belated happy International Women's Day.
Yes, happy International Women's Day. Belated. So it's the shortest day of the year.
When is International Man's Day or Men's Day?
I heard that's a thing. I don't know the date. We could look that up later. I've heard it. I've heard people talk about it. I might have even interviewed a guy or two a couple of years ago on that day. So
I was being facetious.
It's a thing, or at least some people trying to make it a thing, so... There you go.
There you go. So, I just like to say, we do have lots to talk about. You want to be part of the conversation? Here's how you chime in.
Here's how you can become a talking head. Brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC. 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence. 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4259. Toll-free in any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720. 242-300-5720. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC2. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it off of Fresh News Smart Talk all day right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. All right, big part of the conversation will be the headlines.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
And here's what's blazing up the pages of the National Guardian News and Views of Madison's 1844. All brought to you, of course, by the Fine Threads. In both locations available for you Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. All right? For more information and do your shopping online and see the new arrivals in stock, simply log on to findthreads.com. All right. Grand Bahama Port Authority, we're not liable to government. Insist ruling does not alter status quo in Freeport.
It doesn't.
It doesn't.
And that's why I keep saying that, you know, we went through the process, we got clarification, but... If things remain as they are right now, if we don't actually, you know, as a government, do the work, then the status quo will continue. Now, the agreement that was put in place in 1994, that still would govern, so that hasn't changed. The Grand Bahama Chamber of Commerce did call it, correctly so, status quo ante. That's what it is until we do the work.
And I agree with your point, the work. A lot of our politicians love the pomp, the circumstance, the fluffery, the photo
rhetoric,
op.
The spin, the narrative, yeah. All this kind of
the
stuff.
The politics, but like you said, roll up your sleeves.
And get to
get
work.
A sweaty brow and put the work in. Ooh, they're alien to that.
Yeah, get the negotiators out front. The lawyers will be there, of course. The accountants, the economists, all of that. Just, you know, start working and then we'll see results.
Pintard says an FNM government would enforce review provision of HCA.
Makes sense.
Yep.
This government, though, the Prime Minister did say last week in Parliament that that's what he is going to do. But I don't want to hear about it in future tense. I want to hear about it
this
in present tense.
Now.
This will
this
be doing right now. That's
latest.
What I want to hear, that the process has started and that you're going to, you know, get somewhere.
And remind them, I know your pa.
I know your pa.
I know your pa. Mother pleads for help for disabled child. And animal rights activists disgusted after viral video shows officer killing dog. Listen, we got lots to talk about today. We're going to head down to Abaco on the flip side of the break and talk to Roscoe Thompson. We'll get caught up with what's happening in Abaco. Obviously, we'll get some of Roscoe's take as well on some of these headlines. But I just want to put this out there. Obviously, you know, we got Wednesday open line. We got Friday week in review. Listen, no bigger dog lover in the room than me. And I'm not going to be hypocritical on this because I've called for folks to enforce, you know, and laws to be enforced to keep animals in their yard. Because we have hype, pit bulls, presser canarios, Doberman pinches, Rottweilers. Never heard really of a pot cake. Okay? So I get that. And yes, I do stand by you do need to enforce those laws and ensure that dog owners keep their premises fenced to keep the dogs in, away from the public, or at least keep the dogs controlled somehow in that environment. And yes, if your dog does escape and maul somebody, yes, you should be penalized and the dog should be euthanized, as much as I love animals. However, what I saw was a total abuse of power. That dog was not a threat to life or limb. The dog was wagging its tail. If you have any ounce of sense and know anything what you're doing, being a canine officer, because obviously you're a canine officer from B-Dogs, and you use those dogs, obviously, to check cells and see if there's contraband, so on and so forth, you should know something about animals. You should know something about canines. That dog, Brownie, R.I.P. Brownie.
I understand his name is Trump.
Trump?
Yeah.
Now I see why he got shot.
Yeah, stop it. Stop
that
it.
Was too easy.
Stop
I'm
it.
I'm sorry.
But he survived.
One second.
We're
in spring training right now. I was looking fastball.
Oh,
that was a fastball.
Gosh.
There's a deep drive. That
two
was too easy.
Two assassination attempts, I think he survived. But anyway, I hear your points. And I wish
I don't think that... One, just
go ahead.
There was no fear of life and limb. No fear of life
but,
and limb.
I mean, we can't get into the officer's head, right?
Listen.
Can't get into the officer's head.
I'm just thinking you should know a little bit more about canines, considering you're the lead officer of a canine patrol unit. You should know about dog behavior and interaction. Listen, if I see a presser canario 2 blocks up the road cut his eye at me, he might get shot because I know it could come with that territory. If they're bearing down to maul me, yeah. If they're mauling a human being or another animal or salvaging your work dog, yes. But that could have been avoided. That was unnecessary.
I think that's where you and I kind of agree. Like I said, I don't know what's in the officer's head. I saw something put out by the Ministry of Agriculture on the weekend that says that an investigation is going to take place. I think they need to do that. I think they need to update the public because a lot of Bahamians were really disturbed at that video footage that went around over the weekend that went viral. My thing is, I would have liked to have seen some de-escalation techniques. Like before, if you look at the video, before they even pass the animals, the officer had, you know, the weapon in his hand, and I'm wondering why other means weren't used to try to avoid, you know, that ultimate outcome. They couldn't cross the street a little bit. They couldn't stop and, you know, try to get the owner's attention. Something else. I feel like other things could have happened, but ultimately it may be proven that, you know, he acted lawfully. I was looking at some of the laws on the weekend. It may be that that's the case. But honestly, I think most Bahamians, even though people think we do pot cakes bad, pot cakes are a part of our culture, right? Like, we love pot cakes. We probably don't treat them as good as we should treat them, but Bahamians love pot cakes. So I think that's why, you know, a lot of people were really disturbed and really felt bad about the ultimate death of that dog.
I think when you say Trump is his name now.
That's what I heard.
This is what I saw. And if you, you know, if you've been around pot cakes long enough, you can understand, like, what pot cake speak is. I got Trump rolling in with the, yeah, I'm a boy, everything good. Look at that, I'm in uniform.
You did the German.
And then from the train, you know, what I got was, yeah, boy, Trumpy, everything good. Hey, don't mess with me, boy. You see this boy in the front? He's a real freak, boy. But yeah, I wake him, boy. I could be off at 4 o'clock. Mm. Then the next thing you hear is, Bakoy!
Oh, boy.
Well, mother sick. They didn't kill Trumpy. Mm. They didn't shoot Trump. Well, mother.
Sad.
Hurry up, let me run on the sidewalk and play like I scared kid before he shoot me.
Can we talk about that too? The way that everyone just kept walking, nobody stopped. I thought if a firearm was discharged in public like that, that there immediately would be a stop and you know, call appropriate authorities, investigation, all that kind of stuff. I saw pictures that seemed to show the poor pot cake still on the owner's property late into the evening because it looked like it was dark. So I don't know when they went and spoke to the owner,
I think they were ready for CSI to show up.
Yeah, but I mean, that should have been immediate. You just discharge your firearm in public and keep walking. Like, is that the policy? So that needs to be looked at as well. It was a dog, but still.
And
I had
another concern because if you look at the video, it was aimed toward a residence. Like, you toward a residence. You take out the dog, but if you missed or you still find a shot to where a human life could be.
Yeah, well, I think the point is, you know, you just fire off your gun in public like that and just keep going. That shouldn't be like a first resort. I feel like a lot of people feel, rightfully so, that should have been the last resort if the animal was truly, they used the word charging because it clearly wasn't attacking at that moment. But we'll see. We'll see what comes of the investigation.
And I see a couple of y'all usuals. Now, listen, y'all can't even get on me for talking about dogs because who beats up their gun more than seeing our young men, our kids, and our women, you know, go through violence or being murdered and killed in this country? Me and MJ, so please spare me. I'm going to talk about dogs. I'm going to talk about, yes, because at the end of the day, someone in that capacity should have better judgment and better value for life. Whether it's a canine, a human being, a cat, whatever. It was unnecessary. It was unwarranted.
I'm sure some people feel that way. I'm sure a lot of people feel that way.
Let's go to the phone lines real quick before we get to the break. Talking Heads. Talking Heads.
Hey, MJ.
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. From the Bahamas. What part are you scared of, Naughty?
That's what I said. I mean,
You could scream at them.
You play it. You pick up rock. That dog.
Pick up rock.
No,
yeah,
not
man.
Even pick up rock. Stomp your foot. But get from around me. But get.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm going to stomp and get. Are you sorry, man? I only wanted dollar to catch the ball. I go.
No, man, that guy could have been handled way better. Like you said earlier, like they just keep walking.
That was very strange to see
regard,
that. Yeah.
Nothing.
That was weird.
You know, and I, you know, kids who watch that video, people who watch that video, it's disturbing. I mean, who needs to see a dog, for lack of a better word? You murk the dog. You unalive the dog for no apparent reason.
I like dogs more humans, so that was very disturbing to me.
I'm taking
my call, man.
No problem.
Have a good
one. Be safe. All right, we got to get to the break. We'll deal with your text on the flip side of the break. Well, let me get these couple in now. I sent you something. I need to go to the break with that because I want to play that. For the BDOX officer who murked Trumpy. And listen, I understand that we have listeners, even in BDOX. When you all see that officer, remind him he murked Trumpy. And you know what? I won't play this going to the break. You got it lined up for me? All right. This is for Trumpy. R.I.P. Trumpy. And for the officer who killed Trumpy. You will always be remembered as the officer who killed Trumpy. And we can play this for you.
Murderer, blood is on your shoulder. Kill I today, you cannot kill I tomorrow. Murderer.
R.I.P. Trumpy.
Kill I tomorrow, murder your inside, pussy, hello. How does it feel to take a life? Love. You can.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles, with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Tech giving you trouble? For 85 years, the Armory Company has been fixing it. Your parents trusted us. Your grandparents trusted us. And today, you trust us too. Since 1941, we've been the Bahamas' trusted tech partner. From laptops and ink to access control and gate motors, we deliver reliable products backed by service that goes beyond the sale. Call 397-1600 or visit our updated Shine Wendy's on Mackey Street. The Armory Company. Celebrating 85 years of serving you.
KFC got that crispy onions crunch. Take a bite, it's a smile. Sweet onion sauce drip, happy running down my side. Pepper jack cheese, bring a little playful wild. Frito bun soft like a cloud on this ride.
KFC get cheeky with it. Hey. Tastes a sweet side of things. Every single bite, so lit it. Got my whole crew doing their thing. Crispy onions, sweet onion sauce, pepper jack cheese going on.
Introducing the new sweet chicky chicken sandwich at KFC.
Let's get cheeky with it.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane.
Mary Jane.
Only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
We're back at you on this in the Talking Heads, your boy Naughty, along with MJ and your company, right up until 6 p.m. We're about to head down to Abaco and check in with Roscoe Thompson, but before we do, let me get these texts out of the way. Hi, Naughty and MJ. We have asked Animal Control to come through Lifebuoy Street because we've had a stray dog situation where stray dogs have attacked children, but one has come. Help us, please.
What's
all right.
The street? Lifebuoy Street?
Lifebuoy Street. That's off East Street. Lifebuoy Street. Animal Control, and of course, Humane Society. You all need to investigate that, please.
Yeah.
We're having reports now that residents in the Lifebuoy Street area and on Lifebuoy Street have reported this to Animal Control. Nothing has been done. There's a pack of stray dogs attacking people walking, but especially children. No one has come to help. Please assist. And that don't mean for your bloodthirsty individuals to ride through their county on Bartra and Rock and Bond and shoot at the dogs. Don't do that.
But it's good to identify the places that may be more problematic than others. You know who could help with this? All these politicians up and down the road canvassing and campaigning. When you all see problematic areas like this, yards without fencing,
make
with dogs
note
in them. Yeah, that'd be a good time to start, you know, going to work and do something about that. Maybe that'll help all our campaigners out there on the roads.
Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. Do you know how many people those dogs have chased further? The owners need to have them in an enclosed yard, period. And I heard that on a couple of other social media posts, too, that those dogs had a reputation for...
There was a second dog in the video, for sure, that took off running to the back once the other one
got killed.
Yeah.
Killed!
So hopefully that dog is now secured, you know?
I hear he's in the
witness
dog
protection
program.
So silly.
Naughty and MJ, so I wonder how they treat the government dogs cruel behavior is consistent. That's a very good question. I would wonder how that officer treats his work dog.
It just looked really, it looked really bad. And he could have been following the letter of the law and how to respond in situations like that. But there is such a thing as public trust, right? And many Bahamians saw that video, and many Bahamians feel, because we know potcakes, that it could have been handled differently.
Can't stand dogs, no types.
Some people can't.
I can't stand people who can't stand dogs.
Oh boy.
No types. I'm only joking, Dexter. To each his own. You got every right to feel the way you do.
Some people have phobias around dogs. Some have phobias around cats. I mean, it is what it is. Regardless, though, every life is, valuable.
Yeah, all life. Naughty, all the officer had to do was shout out Trumpy or play like he was picking up a rock. That man has no conflict resolution, and what are you doing working at the prison?
Yeah, I should have de-escalated that situation because right. they saw that there may be a problem. I mean, he approached it with a weapon in his hand.
He's lead officer. I even could understand a younger officer in the moment being
scary,
for lack of a better word. But you're supposed to be the officer in charge. You're supposed to be cool under pressure. You should have noticed this before. You could see the dog was not exhibiting aggressive behavior. Tail wagging.
There was another officer in the video that walked past the two dogs and absolutely nothing. They weren't even barking at that point. But when they saw all the German Shepherds, of course, this is what a professional should recognize in animal behavior, though. So
let me go to Albuquerque to someone who could attest, because we came up with a lot of dogs. I know his mom and dad had a lot of great dogs. I remember growing up, they had some wonderful dogs, like different breeds of dogs. And he's very familiar with potcakes, too, because they had potcakes. And I hear they got some robust potcakes in Albuquerque. Roscoe, you potcake?
Not really. Good afternoon, Bob.
Good afternoon, Roscoe.
I can remember growing up, we knew who to be scared of. I mean, if you got a German Shepherd, you got a Rottweiler, you got a Pitbull, you got a Presser, be scared. If you got a Potcake, you could negotiate. If you can't scare them out, throw them something to eat and everything cool.
Yeah, it was an unfortunate incident. We had an incident over here in Albuquerque a couple weeks ago in Guanakee where, a Pitbull missing bits, a lot of people fail to realize if they don't report it to the police or they don't report it to the proper agencies, there's nothing that can be done. Y'all have animal control in Nassau as well as other agencies through agriculture. And that's over here. We don't have a humane society or a bark or, we do have a Abaco shelter that, takes care of potcakes, but they're not responsible for collecting dogs.
Right.
I mean, it's more spay and neuter than anything. It's just sad to see something like that happen. I saw the video going around, and it could have been handled differently.
Cooler heads would have prevailed in that one.
Yeah, and two, I understand the other side of the point, that they should be fenced in all animals should either be on, a chain is more, but fenced in or secure.
Fenced in, yeah. And in some instances, if you do have to put them on a long run, make sure they got shelter and water, but you have to keep them enclosed. You have to keep them secured. Like I said, I'm not going to go on one show and say, dogs are attacking enclosed and protect your dogs and restrain them. And then another breath, no, but I got to look at it for what it is. This situation could have been avoided. I don't think anybody was in fear of their life from a pot cake.
Yeah. No, I used to have called Mickey a German Shepherd.
Right.
I've seen that chase people up a coconut tree.
Exactly. And those big dogs, those are big shepherds back in the day. So I know exactly what you mean. But how's everything in Albuquerque? Let's pivot to Albuquerque. I know you've been traveling one week and you're under the weather the other week. Glad to know you're back up and running. But what have we missed in Albuquerque? What's going on? Any positive developments?
Come back. I dropped off there. The internet service has been kind of bad over here. So I didn't hear that last part of what you said.
I said, I know, but last couple of weeks you were traveling and under the weather. Glad to have you back. But what's going on in Albuquerque? Do we have any positive updates from Albuquerque?
Man, Naughty, I wish I could say we did. I wish we could get consistent power like, I can't say like somewhere else in the Bahamas because like I don't think anywhere else in the Bahamas has consistent power.
No, none of us do.
Hold on. let me say, besides, maybe I wish we could have consistent power like Spanish Wells.
What, they got their own grid or something, or they got soda?
They
have their own,
they, it's run by themselves. It's not run by government.
No wonder they got power.
So, I mean, we've been off. You know, we were off earlier today. We were off over the weekend. And it's always the excuse that a generation, you know, plant went down. So what does that mean? If you have four generators, one goes down, common sense would tell you, you know, you could start another one up. So do we really have, how many do we have up and running? You know, it's the same old, same old.
I don't know why they can't figure out after all these years how much, you know, or how many engines or generators it needs to run Abaco efficiently.
Right now, you only need two of the 12 megawatts that they have out there efficiently.
And offer a backup in case, so you don't want to burn one out. You can flip-flop between to maintain, right?
Yeah. But lack of maintenance, you know, that those issues. And it's not. I don't want to put all the blame on one administration. This is an ongoing battle we've had for, you know, the past, you know, 12 years, 10 years, and it's not gotten any better.
We need to figure out what's going on with power provision in this country, though. We have issues in New Providence, issues in Abaco. God forbid anybody has to go through what a Luther does, 2 and 3 times a day. In addition to that, no water. Then you got parts of Exuma with issues. I mean, and what's really going on?
I don't know. That's what surprises me more than anything is a Luther, because you have, you know, the Minister of Works, who's central south of Luther, you would think that would be one resolution that he got finished or fixed before this next general election.
But I don't know.
You would think that.
And it's the same over here. You look, you know, no road work has been done besides, like I say, a little patch in Central Pines and a little area on Pelican Shores, but no real major overhaul road work or infrastructure, you know, that I can say of in the past 4 years, you know, 4.5 years. I mean, and it's just really frustrating that, you know, when we look and to see what we went through with Dorian, are we really any better off than what we were right after Dorian, you know, or, you know, in the last general election was?
Wow, that's a long time to feel like you haven't made much improvement, Roscoe.
Don't get me wrong. A lot of businesses, a lot of people, you know, the commerce has come back, but, you know, you would have thought in that time they would have got us situated with.
But Roscoe, let me ask one question. Water. When you say commerce has come back, is that like the doing of this administration, or is that just Abaconians and the usual winter residents and Abaconians being, all right, we're going to get up and running. We're going to maximize what we know is coming in.
I mean, I think it's just businesses that came back from Dorian. You know, I mean, that's you really don't, to say you had, you know, new businesses. You've had some new businesses open, but has it been from the government side of it? I would say no. I think it's a rebuilding of existing businesses that were here before, you know.
And you're still having issues with doing business too, still a lot of red tape, correct?
Right. Let me tell you something. I said it in a group yesterday. I wish that between business license, Department of Inland Revenue, and NIB could all be hooked up to one network, to where you don't have to go to NIB to get this business license, to get your TCC. You got to go to all these different departments, when it should be interconnected. You shouldn't have to be going back from one department to the next.
Yeah, no, I agree. I remember because Kwesi Thompson, when he was Minister of Finance and State, he talked about that a lot, about, you know, just making it easier for you to get information from, once you have your information on file, let's say passport office, right? That'll be the biggest one. You shouldn't have to be, you know, reproducing these documents everywhere you go, especially when you're dealing with government that should have that information.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, MJ. I mean, it's just bothersome, you know, because these are things that you hear, because with local government, you have to write a letter of no objection.
Yeah.
You know, they need to have that before they get a business license, you know.
Agreed.
Health, health inspection, police, fire, you know, those things are understandable.
But right. But it's just the running up and down when some of these should be able to handle like themselves back end. I agree that that's right. The way we should go. Tell me, though, Roscoe, what would you like to see done in Abaco that hasn't been done in the past few years, like you said, that should have been done?
I know people are going to say I'm picking on this, but I would love to see them shut down the government complex and yank out every bit of sheetrock in there and make that place, how would I say the word, free of mold.
Ooh.
So our government agencies could go back into that building. You know, I don't think this administration did what they were supposed to get rid of the mold after Dorian.
Wow.
I would love to see our roadworks, just the Ministry of Work side of it, to where you have a crew that is constantly patching, if you're not fixing our roads, constantly, you know, patching our holes to make it more drivable, especially going north and south.
Gotcha.
Reliable energy. I mean, there's a lot, you know, reliable water, energy, power.
Yeah, water is important. Power is important. Know.
Let's get to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, it was Papa Naughty, MJ, and Roscoe.
Hey, what are you doing?
It's good to hear you, Roscoe. I just want to make a couple of quick comments. I think, and Roscoe made my mind, clicked on it, because Seattle and people who are data-driven, you know, you could always... let's say the Ministry of Works, right? They would have records of buildings and et cetera, so they would know that this is 240 volts and et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So then we do that, we add, we go by I, this is a dummy like me learned in BTVI, I, which would be the ampacity. Then you will have the power, which is the wattage, and then you will divide it by the voltage, and then that will give you the amount of amps you need. So, but what they do is, even as they give you the 160 megawatts, you can always divide that still, because it's still wattage and you still apply the same Ohm's law. So then you find out, basically on average, how much ampacity each house needs. So, and if you add on 3,000 watts, I think, you add on 3,000 watts different from the load of the house. I can't remember how much square footage, but somebody who's currently in school should be able to give that information. This is something that they should know. I know that only me know this. So the fact that you're saying this also... could be a compounding factor is that on the outer islands, like you're talking about, a lot of people use drop cords. And so if you're feeding off an existing building and you're running a drop cord, you have a voltage drop, which in obviously the long run burns more current. You see what I'm saying? Because the distance from the load. That's why there's certain specifications in electrical that you have to adhere to. But we don't have any ordinances, so you'll see a lot of things like that. You know, so it doesn't surprise me. By now, they should have known that, given that they have smart meters, et cetera, et cetera. But also... as relate to dogs, right? I was sitting and pondering, why would someone hate a dog? I mean, my brother never used to like them like that. And we grew up with them. But the minute he owned one, he started to love dogs because he got to see how smart and intelligent they are.
They're very smart.
We should respect them and love them for what they are.
Yeah.
Even though, I mean, I agree with people, the dog should have been corralled and obviously not being able to. But the thing is, for me, the dog was actually responding to it as the next dog.
Yeah.
So I don't think it was warranted to shoot an animal unnecessarily like that. So that's all I had to say. And then the thing is, I don't really like cats, but I don't hate them. That's what I mean. I
right.
feed them, cats carry more disease than dogs. But for me, I love dogs because
cats carry more attitude than dogs too.
Yeah, but maybe I was wondering, what do we have in common with dogs that we would hate them? So the person, they maybe have never owned a dog, and don't realize dogs are being used for all types of stuff, and their mom's best friend. So let's treat them and give them that respect. You want to see when you blow down this course, you would not eat?
I see that they're smart, but they're very smart.
Get
all right, buddy. Good stuff, 52.
Good stuff.
But like I said, you know,
I mean, I love all of our dogs. Like they're so different, like different
correct.
Personalities.
And they got personalities. But to
they
pivot
do.
Back to Abaco, I sit here and Roscoe, I can't believe going on 2 years now, or 2 years or more, going into three,
more.
The barge still on the reef, the debris still there, and it turned into a dump and it had a fire. And obviously you all got that under control, right? Are we still good with fires
no,
in Abaco,
no,
or are we still having some issues?
Well, I know they had a fire up by the farm over the weekend, and then yesterday I know they had somebody let the Cherokee dump on fire, but I'm guessing it got contained because I didn't hear no more today.
I've had some people reach out to me, you know, who live here, that are from Abaco, And they say, you know, when you talk to Roscoe next time, Naughty, ask him again, do you think some of these fires are being set, or is it just, you know, combustion?
Yeah, I think some of them are purposely being set, especially like the dump site ones. You know, they're burning the garbage, or, you know, so it gets rid of that debris there. I did see an article from the Minister of Works, I think Clay, the Minister Sweeting, saying that they had allocated money to clean up the shanty town that they knocked down over here, but I haven't seen nothing done yet. Mm. I don't know if that's just an election
ploy,
election ploy or what. You know, but no, some of them are being set intentionally. I mean, there's no doubt about that in my mind.
You know, my thing about it is, what do you stand to gain from setting fire to a dump site?
Well, some of, you know, really nothing. I mean, like even with Cherokee, if you try to burn that, it's only going to burn so far, but then it, you know, takes a hazard, you know, of catching the forest and then burning or jumping the road and going toward the farmlands, you know, things like that. So there's no real benefit. What the government needs to do is look at why is the dumps not being pushed or maintained the way that they're supposed to be.
Right.
Especially in a place like, you know, on Cherokee, down in that area, you know, and I think that falls at the feet of, well, majority of it falls at the feet of central government. You know, even when you look at the different departments over here, do they have enough in their budget? Our Ministry of Work crew over here suffices of, you know, for road works or passing suffices of two people. You know, they haven't brought any younger people up, you know, and the two gentlemen are getting up there in age, and, you know, are they bringing people up, and you don't see it.
Right. You're going to need to have the next generation, the next in line, in order to continue it and keep it going.
Yeah. I mean, it's just very, it's frustrating, you know, and it's, you get upset with Ministry of Works over here, but then you have to understand their plight too, that, you know, hey, we only have X, Y, and Z to work with. And that's just like most government departments over here, especially in the family islands that, you know, we find out this one get ink, or they're using for paper, or they need help with. And I don't have a problem with it, but like we helped the immigration department with some drones, you know, from local government, you know, just so we can combat that. We're not waiting on central government to step in. You have officers over here willing to do their job, give them the proper material, because some of the roads and some of these areas they're going, they have no idea, you know, what's out there. And, you know, getting just simple things as drones that they can fly over an area to see what they're dealing with before they go in.
All right, let's get to the phone lines. Yeah, and I obviously make use of the drones, especially if you're providing them and it's not across the government.
They are. I must say, I'm the guy that's over here, Musgrove, he's really impressed me.
But that's what I'm saying. If he's got all of that at his fingertips, utilize somebody like that who's willing to use their equipment to assist.
Yeah.
Let's get to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hey, good day, man. How y'all doing?
I'm good. What's happening?
Everyone, go ahead. I work in the government sector, two different government sectors for about 20 years, and the private sector for about 15. So I have a little experience in both in sectors. You need to hire the people who can make the change and solve the problems that we're facing. And don't hire your buddies. Don't hire your friends. Don't hire because of a political clique. Hire an individual that can make the changes or have solutions to problems. Also give them the means, the monies, the equipment to make the change. As you host, right, on different shows here from Bahamians, we are intelligent people. We have solutions to problems.
Yep.
But if I agree. You can't act on it, or you don't have the means to act on it, it's just an idea.
Correct.
And so allow the individuals that have the ideas, the individuals that have the ability to do the work. Stop micromanaging people, but micromanage the money. I say that in Leader with Joy.
I actually like that a lot.
I like that one.
I like that a lot.
And don't be a stranger, man.
That's
we
a
need
good
to hear
one.
From you again.
That makes
on talking
a lot
heads.
Of sense.
You got some good points, all right? Don't be a stranger. That's some good points.
Yeah.
Don't micromanage
watching
your
people,
workers.
But they ain't watching that money.
Money. Yes, boy, I agree. Roscoe, let me ask you real quick. What's going on with the marinas? Any uptick in the marinas or still a downturn
still
in the
slow.
Industry?
I mean, right now is spring break, you know, the kickoff to spring break shoots. So we should see an uptick.
Because y'all got a crew of spring breakers in Abaco, correct?
Yeah, but it's a different, you know, more of the second homeowners, you know, you do get some. But I have seen an uptick in boats in the harbor. So that's one good thing. So if there's an uptick of boats in the harbor, usually that means that the marinas are doing a little bit better, but I'll take a drive around today and tomorrow and see exactly, you know, if they're full for next week, so I can let you know exactly what's going on. But usually this time of year, you start seeing.
All right. I see the sign now. We're almost getting ready to get to the break, but you got anything you need to add that we may have missed before we get to the break, Roscoe?
No, I know that I think the Minister of Environment was over here last week. Is it Zane Lightbourne? Is that correct?
Yes, it's Lightbourne. Yeah.
Yeah,
you all show him
here.
The barge?
I think that's what he came over here to take a look
well, that's
at.
That's good.
All righty then.
I'm not 100% sure. I'm hoping that is. I know he came over here to address a couple other matters, and then I know Dr. Darville was over here last week talking about opening the clinic back in Manowar, and I just know that we're understaffed at our clinic in Marsh Harbor, or our mini hospital, as you would want to say. So I don't understand what the complication is in running, you know, these areas, and I know they have a lot that they have to worry about, but you know, this is your bread and butter, one of your islands that, you know, generate your income. And it's, you know, like my mom said, she said, I can't come back to Abaco because I need to be next to a hospital or somewhere where I can get the care if something happens to me.
That's you true. Know,
so
but if you don't have that kind of care down there, that's something that should be, you know, available
but
to play.
It looks like election, you know, that silly season starting and they're starting to show their faces around.
Electioneering.
And, yeah. I mean, we can't take this PLP government for another 5 years. I mean, I think we're in a world of trouble right now. And, you know, I just hope whoever comes in, you know, has ideas. I've seen Pintar talking about, you know, bringing the Freedom of Information Act and the Ombudsman Group, and even with the fire departments. I hope he holds to that. I, you know, those would be good things. But as MJ said earlier, before, you know, I came on, you know, don't tell us what you're going to do in the future. Give us an idea. You know, we don't want to hear this, and then your time comes, and boom, you know.
Yeah, they haven't done any work.
You don't put it
to
forward
work.
To the people.
Yeah, no real work.
You know?
Yeah.
So I think that there, I hope seeing some of that gives me some hope.
Well, like I said, Roscoe, we need a lot of hope these days, because everywhere you look up, there's a different issue throughout the nation, throughout the country. If it's not issues in Abaco, it's issues in Freeport and Grand Bahama.
Correct.
If it's not issues there, it's Eleuthera, Exuma, Abaco, Andrus. You know, then you get to New Providence. I mean, the issues are piling up, man. We need solutions.
Naughty, what I would like to know is how much are we in a surplus, or are we going to have a balanced budget this year like we did last year?
It's projected to be a surplus, and I have a feeling it will be on paper. Well, I don't know now, because these happenings in the Middle East are going to make things really tricky over the coming months for us. But they say we're supposed to have a $75 million surplus.
Yeah.
On paper.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I know. But then we have a draw full of about $242 million worth of bills, arrears that aren't gonna be paid, I don't think, before.
Correct.
So yeah, it's tricky business.
I know. And that's why I asked that. You know, I like for people to start thinking, where are we generating this money? Where is our money being spent? Is it being spent in the right places that are best for the Bahamian people?
Yeah, are we seeing it? That's the question.
And more importantly, you know, I'll be honest with you, that My mind going blank. I had the thought of my mind.
About the money, the seeing it.
Yeah.
For example, beaches and parks.
Correct.
That's consistently over budget.
We got to see where it goes.
But we don't see it.
We see nothing.
And the beaches don't look as good as they can.
And that's something we got to talk about.
And the parks are a mess. Yeah.
Correct. Right.
And streetlights as well, too. Don't forget them.
Yeah. Small things, but they make a big difference sometimes.
They make a big, every dollar counts. Every one of them small little apartments that are budgeted or they're funneling money through or, you know.
Right.
And where is that money? Where is that transparency and that accountability to show the Bahamian people? And you get called out on it.
Correct.
You don't show it.
That's the point that they need. Administrations need to be prepared moving forward for Bahamians to ask questions about their money and to be held accountable because, hey, it's our money.
Well,
let me know where it's been allocated for this. Let me know where the $10 million is allocated for. Then I could look to see, okay, it's for a park, it's for swings, it's for bleachers, it's for this. Now when I ride by the park, if I see that, guess what? I'm going to say, good job, you delivered.
You delivered.
If
right.
I ride correct. By and I see the park all dug up and all the fill removed and nothing there but the $10 million going, I'm going to ask questions, where's the money?
Yeah, agreed. Wholeheartedly, it's just like over here. You know, when are they going to start the solar plant that they said that they were going to start in January? You know, I mean, where are these things that were
MJ said earlier, there's always a lot of talk, a lot of photo ops, but
like
no work.
We need just to roll up our sleeves and get to work, you know? That's what I want to see.
All right.
I could even talk about Grand Bahama, the hotel there. What's going on with that? How many times do we... We have to hear that it's
coming,
sold.
Right? Well, we'll do an update tomorrow. You remember they said in 2 weeks as well?
I hope they find
TikTok.
$122 million that was supposedly
TikTok.
In the bank.
We should see something tomorrow at the latest. That's your 2 weeks.
Roscoe.
You could comment quick on the Grand Bahama Port Authority, but you can't update the people on an asset that is
owned
by
Bahamians. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't comprehend. I know you got to go to break, Naughty. Thank you. Good
appreciate you, brother, man. Regards to everybody. We'll talk again next week, man, all right?
All right, my friend, and we'll be on Monday next week, bro. Okay, y'all be safe.
We'll take a quick break. Flip side of the break. We got the news coming up, and after the news, Texas, I'll get to your text callers. Hang tight. I'll get to you guys. We'll get to you guys, and then we'll talk some sports. And boy, your Spurs looking good.
Yeah, lots of stuff happening as well in basketball. Lots of stuff happening in football.
But today is the day that we got to talk about everybody.
I know Pearlie can't wait.
So we'll be chopping it up in the 5 o'clock hour. Keep it right where you got it. The Monday, March 9th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
But we ain't never left alone, long, long. And if I'm telling you the feeling is wrong, relax a little from this hotel.
Got that crispy onions crunch, take a bite, it's a smile. Sweet onion sauce drip, happy running down my side. Pepper jack cheese, bring a little flavor wild. Frito's bun soft like a cloud on his ride.
KFC, get chicken with it. Hey, taste the sweet side of things. Every single bite, so lit it. Got my whole crew doing that thing. Crispy onion, sweet onion sauce, pepper jack cheese going on.
Introducing the new sweet chicky chicken sandwich at KFC.
Let's get chicky with it.
Struggling to find your financial rhythm? Make that move to Fidelity and let us help you orchestrate your financial goals into perfect harmony with free financial coaching sessions. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity. We're good for you.
Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape, a Carib-Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more, there's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaporte, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Our NFL network.
These rows of flames are catching a fire. Sing my song, I've been on this road for way too long. I've been hoping that we all get along. These roads of flames.
We're back at ya on the Monday, March 9th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty along with MJ in your company right up until 6 p.m. Gonna take care of a couple of these texts and wrap a few points up in a bow and get into start. And we got plenty to talk about sports-wise. Pearlie will be chiming in. We got NBA, you know, definitely need to talk about the NBA heading toward the playoffs. But more importantly, NFL free agency starts on Wednesday. You can actually start signing players on Wednesday. The tampering period, but I don't think it's tampering. I think they've been tampering all along. But the
like they do it secretly in the background with the agents and stuff.
Yeah, at the combine. That's where it all goes down. A lot of dinners go down in Indianapolis at the combine. Do you know that Indianapolis, that the combine is a major portion of what they make during the year? The city of Indianapolis.
Gotcha.
That they make millions off it, not just the NFL coming in and running the combine, but the actual food and beverage that they make, because there's a lot of swanky owners meetings, GMs meeting, owners and GMs, and that's where all the coded talk at the table comes in, where and what you're gonna do, you know, in the off season. So to come with 2 days saying the legal tampering period is crazy to me. The tampering period has been going on.
It goes on all the time, right? Like quietly and in the background.
There's always something afoot.
Yeah.
All right, let me get these texts out of the way and get this call out of the way. Talking. All right. So let's jump on in. Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ.
Hi.
Sorry what happened to Trumpy, but the officer unfortunately had enough. Mental illness is real and tolerance level in this country is low. Pray for the officer and get all law enforcement officers the help they need. Being judgmental is not helping. This man must have a family to go home to, so what happens after work?
I mean, but why are we assuming he has something mental? Why are we jumping into all of that? Why are we doing all of that?
You don't need. I
have some information.
Bad decision.
That's why I think it's good to wait for the investigation. But I agree that that situation definitely could have been de-escalated. Like, I think we all kind of feel there were other options.
Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. Did I hear the national security minister correctly? You're saying one police dog costs $80,000.
Really?
What y'all think about that?
$80,000 for the German Shepherds.
I could understand those kind of highly trained dogs can cost a lot of money. I think the training portion goes into
it more. And then maybe the investment, all those dogs. I know that we put a lot of investment into training those dogs. The breed is probably kind of expensive. $80,000 to me, seems very...
Exorbitant?
Extremely exorbitant, right? I think that I could see those dogs being expensive. $80,000, and it was like three or four of them walking around. I mean, three or four of them.
So what, $320,000 was walking around on 12 legs?
Right,
really?
But then we don't have enough ambulances. I mean, we got to be careful just throwing out these numbers to make a point, because then we can start asking other questions. And I know that that's just B-Dogs. The police department also has their canine unit.
Correct.
I'm sure that the defense force has their canine unit. I mean, what are you telling me? We got like $5-6 million worth of...
But you know what?
And I get why we would need some of it, but $70,000, it sounds a bit high.
We have a friend who we could call.
To get some,
Slim Diddley.
Gotcha.
And I'll give him a call because he knows a lot about what's going on in the industry.
We love these dogs, you know. I mean, I've had occasion to see some of the work of the canine unit. They do a fantastic job. But saying $80,000, that's
well,
a lot.
Well, the canine's been saving tattoo for the last 20 years. I mean, they ain't changed the routine. Thank God. Everybody's looking for the dogs to jump over the wall and roll around and freak out and take the dude off the motorcycle.
And we use them, obviously, to, I'm sure, to tag drugs and all of that kind of
correct.
Stuff.
And contraband.
Contraband and all that kind of stuff. So they do have a function.
Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. Good thing WhatsApp is around in these days to videotape that dog being shot. I get your point that somebody documented and we could actually see the act. I don't think it should have been circulated. Like I don't think many other things should be circulated.
But can we talk about that? Because that now brings in, and I'm glad the person mentioned that, the way that they just walked off. If there was no big, you know, brouhaha on social media and all that stuff, would it just be that eventually someone's picking up a dog that has a bullet wound in it and there was no thing that would, you know, how much resources would have gone into figuring out where that bullet came from in the dog? Because I'm going to think that if you find a dog with a bullet in it, that, you know, raises national security concerns, you know? It's a proper way to do things. And I don't know. I don't know if I like what I saw at all on that video.
I left a lot to be desired. Mm. Hi, Naughty and MJ. Love your show. I didn't see that video and don't want to watch it. Thanks for addressing this issue. It's been proven that people who are violent to animals are violent to humans as well.
Yeah, that's another topic because there has been some research about, well, anyway. You know what? Let's let them do the investigation. But I hear you, Dexter. I hear you.
Naughty and MJ, this government is punishing us like little kids, like it's the last boarding call for alcohol. Is it boarding call?
Last call.
Last call.
Maybe out of boarding call. Partying.
People, you don't know what to do. Yeah, I you know, that's what I'm hearing a lot of times. You know what to do.
Yeah.
Ring the bell. You know what to do.
But that part there about treating us like little children, I agree with the text of that. It shouldn't be that way. It shouldn't feel that way. Like, for instance, last week, the Prime Minister talked about the short and medium protection for BPL customers in terms of what's happening in the Middle East. But as we continue to watch what's happening with the oil prices, the energy prices, the gas prices, the LNG prices, I think now would be a good time. And I know the Prime Minister is going to be down in Freeport tonight, making some comments about what happened with the Grand Bahama Port Authority. I think now would be a good time, though, for him to kind of prep us for what is potentially going to be a rough couple of months.
And keep it real. Let us know what
children,
the deal is.
You can't protect grown adults from everything. You're not expected to. But you have to say in times like this, thank you for saying, you know, that BPL has been hedged at $70 so that now that it's up to 92, possibly back up to 100, I think it's at 99 and possibly going higher. Thanks for telling us we got a little bit of protection. But I don't know how long 2 million barrels is going to last. I have no idea. Bahamians need to know what we should be adjusting now before things get worse, before prices really explode on us, because it's going to affect groceries. It's going to affect the price of the gas tank. It's going to affect everything. And you can't protect us from all of that. We already see the state of our finances. So now's a good time to say to Bahamians, okay, listen, we may be going into a period where things get really tight, really expensive. We're going to do this to help mitigate, that to help mitigate. But some suggestions would be for you to consider these steps. Other countries are doing it. They're telling their citizens, you know, prepare for some stuff, especially if you live in the Middle East or Europe. They're telling their citizens what to do. We don't need you to hold our hand. We just need you to be upfront, honest, and accountable. And, you know, just prep us for what's next because you have more information than we do.
I'm just thinking about that. And I was saying, you know what? I want to surprise MJ. Maybe I go get what we make a little dash to Florida. Not after these climates. Not the way I look. I wouldn't even set foot nowhere near Florida right now.
Yeah. Traveling. It's going to be, you know, if the oil prices, and I understand that the U.S. is going to start doing some strategic reserve releases. Japan, I think, is already doing it because they're in major problems. But that's going to get more expensive, right? Traveling is going to get more expensive if oil continues in this direction. The cruise lines, the first stocks that took a major hit, and I've been watching one stock in particular that has taken a tremendous dive since last week to now. Last week to now. So the cruise lines, good thing demand is up. So that works in our favor. It's not exactly the same as COVID, but that's going to take a hit too. Everything's going to get more expensive, and we need to be ready for that.
I think the next vacation we take should be across the pond, my darling, and let's go to London.
Anyway.
Piccadilly Circus, even.
No.
All right.
Okay, go.
Hey, Naughty and MJ. Hey, guys. I didn't watch the video, but I don't see a pod cake as any imminent threat, and perhaps the situation could have been handled differently. However, I want to address the stray dog problem.
Yep.
I don't have any dogs, but can you imagine waking up every morning to piles of dog, you know what, outside of your gate?
Yeah.
It's very annoying. Something has to be done about this situation. And like I mentioned earlier, I totally agree with animal control and controlling your dogs, keeping them, you know, well taken care of in your yard, providing a shelter for them, and obviously keeping it in a close, you know, to protect your yard, keeping it in your environment.
And we do still have a stray dog problem, right? So we have dogs that are
and through Lifeboy Street as well, too.
That are bring that up loose again. And not enclosed in the yard. But we do have a lot of pot cakes that just basically, they're just on the road, right? There was a pack of pot cakes I used to see regularly out by the big field there by Saunders Beach, right? So they are there. And I'm quite aware that animal control, those pot cakes chase the raccoons. I mean, we got some problems around here.
Now, see, there you
so
go.
I don't go out around
them. I don't see the problem with raccoons.
Because I need those.
Raccoons are all right with me.
I don't fool with raccoons.
Mm. Can I tell you something?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I smoked a cigarette with a raccoon one time.
I don't even want to hear about it. That's not helpful. Go ahead. More texts as we see you.
And he had something to drink, too, but I didn't have none of that.
No, we're not going to say that. Just kidding, folks. Just kidding.
MJ and your guest, what I would like them to fix in Abaco is that roundabout by the airport. My goodness, it's disgusting. Someone needs to paint the parrot, fix the broken cement around it, and touch it up.
Small stuff, right? That should be
done. But aren't people being paid to do that in the first place?
Yeah, small stuff that should be done.
Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. I find it so ironic that the officer works with dogs because obviously he's not an animal lover, because a true animal lover would never deliberately kill a dog and just walk off.
Yeah, the walking off, that was crazy.
Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. I can guarantee if Pintard becomes prime minister, he will kick the can down the road, and before you know it, elections again with that Freedom of Information Act. I don't think so, Texter, because I think at this point in time, the nation wants the Freedom of Information Act. And as much as I've rallied for the Freedom of Information Act on this show, as much as Mr. Pintard has been on this show and committed to the Freedom of Information Act, and both the FNM and the COI have committed to the Freedom of Information Act, either or, if there's no Freedom of Information Act, go ask Mr. Davis.
I promise you.
And go ask Dr. Minnis how I carry on when people don't deliver on what
they
say.
We will pull every recording of every FNM candidate.
He's very adamant. Good afternoon, everybody.
Hi, Pearly.
He's very adamant about that being enacted, that and the Procurement Act. The Freedom of Information Act and the Procurement Act is one of, from my listening and talking, that's one of his biggest pet peeves about this government. And trust me, he's going to make that happen.
Well, I guess Pearly's here, folks.
Hi,
I
mean, Pearly.
We said the operative word, and genie popped out of the lantern.
We would run that tape, or we'd open our show with that quote of every candidate that said they were going to do it if they don't do it.
Yeah,
I promise you. Yeah.
One of the things I want to leave my pot cakes alone. I got one, six of them asleep in the road in front of my yard every night.
That's the same sex.
If anybody walks through that corner, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, the alarms go off, and I know.
Yeah.
Leave my pot cakes alone.
You saw the video, I take it, Pearly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's rough to watch.
Yeah, but it got a treat. No, I, you know, actually, whenever I open my front door, all of them come running in my yard thinking I bring in them food because I feed them. You know, I look at them, and then none of them, I don't own any one of them. None of them are my dogs. They belong to the neighbors. They all come and gather in front of my yard. And whenever I walk outside, so whenever I can get scraps and anything like that, I feed them.
All right, let me get these other texts in so we can talk sports. Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. And now, Pearly, MJ, can you please give Dr. Minnis a personal invitation on your show so he can explain to the public his case? I think he deserved to hear from the public.
Dr. Minnis?
But
Dr. Minnis, I mean, if he wants to come, you know, we've said this before.
Right, so he can explain why he didn't dog in a manger?
But I will say this, we've said it before. Everybody that's running in the upcoming general election from all of the parties and the independent candidates as well. You know, we have an open invitation. Anyone that wants to come on and talk to the Bahamian people and answer questions from
Correct.
The Bahamian people, they are more than welcome.
But you have to be able to do a show. But hold on.
Some of them ain't coming because they don't answer the hard questions.
You have to answer the tough questions. You have to answer questions, and you have to be able to take phone calls. That's how this show goes. So those, you want to be a big boy politician, put on your big boy pants or your big girl skirt and come on down and we'll have a great candid conversation.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, we will remind you, you work for the Bahamian people. So we want to ask questions. which you should be readily available to answer in your portfolio and in your capacity, especially if you're doing a good job.
Yeah, I don't mind talking to any candidate. As a matter of fact, I think it's good for us to have conversations and also give the Bahamian people a chance to ask questions and let's air it out. You know, let's see, you know, what your ideas are, what you know, especially if you've been in the ministry or you've had some sort of a position for the past 5 years or you're looking for some position, you're going to answer some questions. And of course, like I said, the invitation is open.
All right, let me get these couple.
On Thursday on the show, I put it out. I say, anyone more than welcome.
Yeah.
Please come.
Yeah.
And I got word that maybe somebody from the leadership of the COI may consider coming in. Hear from them. I would advise Naughty and MJ, and the mod squad will be right there with them.
Yeah. Now, we do a lot of prep. We do a lot of prep, so we're going to be asking some questions.
Like the old song, like the old Big Daddy Kane song used to say, ain't no half-stepping.
Gotta come correct. Attacks.
Naughty and MJ, in the wild of a human, shoots a gun in the air. All animals innately run,
they
even
run.
A lion. MJ is correct. Photo ops are an integral part of PSYOPs. Speaking of dogs, the country is going to the dogs. He said training was in that price. Let us see the prisoners to train these dogs for $80K.
Very interesting.
Yes, he did say that this morning regarding the dogs. He said it's a $250,000 investment.
Per dog?
Yeah.
Per service animal?
Mm-hmm.
$250,000?
Good evening. 30 minutes and still talking about a dog. You all know how many humans. Listen, we already addressed that, okay?
We've been talking about other things as
okay,
well.
Okay, so listen, and guess what? Now we can talk sports.
Tell that texter, be careful, because you know what happened to Michael Vick when he just dogs.
Two murders in Freeport. We've talked about murders. We've talked about senseless violence against males, women, children in this country, texter. What are you talking about? Have I ever been bitten by a dog? Several times. You ever been bitten by a human for sending a silly text?
Several times.
I love dogs, too, but all day, every show. But see, listen, texter. You are missing the forest for the trees. It's the surrounding situations and circumstances that have gone into this dog being shot, why people are talking about it on multiple levels.
Yes.
It's a concern. From your text, you say you love dogs, but I use the kind, you know, you coming home from the club late at night, boom, boom, that ain't no speed bump. That's a pot cake you just run over and you don't check.
Plus, I think there's something about, you know, us watching that video and not wanting to see that kind of behavior normalized. That's why a lot of Bahamians are speaking out, because we don't like it. We don't like what we saw.
And last time I checked, it's our show. So if we want to talk about the pot cake for 30 minutes, 40 minutes, 50 minutes, we will.
But we also love to hear from our talking head. So if you want to talk about something else or ask different questions, we are here for you.
Naughty MJ and Pearly, I don't know how to believe the PM. The only thing I listen for is the general election bell. To heck with April Fool's Day promises. Here's another one. When people wanted to hear from Minnis, he decided to be dismissive and flippant. We don't wish to hear from him anymore. Naughty and MJ, don't waste an episode on him. How do you really feel?
I see Dr. Minnis doing a lot of TikToks.
MJ, you know he think he's special, so I want him there because I want to know what a quitter has to say and why he tried to destroy the party. Garth and rolled out when Gabby took over Garth's show today. I was itching for Gabby to grill him, and your boy disappeared.
From what I understand is happening, right? And I said this is what happened. You know, they made that pledge about not campaigning during Lent and being respectful and all of that. So everybody with a portfolio is out there basically trying to say, oh, this isn't political. I'm talking about this. But notice how they weren't available much before we got into this election period, right? So they're using, and I don't want to be cynical, but it seems to be that that's what's happening there. Kind of ones with positions come in saying a couple of words. Oh, we're not getting into that because it's political. I think personally for me, I will talk to them when we get out of this Lenten period, when they're ready to answer the tough questions that are going to be both national and political.
All right, let me pivot real quick. Great points, MJ. Pearly, I'm going to pivot to this real quick. We'll get to the break. On the flip side of the break, we'll talk sports. We got NFL offseason to talk about. We got NBA to talk about. And we got our picks coming up, all right? And we'll have a fresh Rich Eisen to take you home with today. But before I get there, there's something I want to address. Why are there no streetlights functioning on the highway? When you get on by Fusion and you start heading west, there's a multitude on that side going down that are inoperable, on the left-hand side as well as in the median. Then coming back up on the same stretch, there's another set that's inoperable, which causes for a harsh ride. There's several that flicker. And if we have Naughty. Folks that suffer Naughty. From epilepsy, that could set it off for them. Go ahead, Pearly.
This island lighting, street lighting, is the worst. Not just there. Go on Gladstone Road. I went to the Catholic Church Lenten Mission 2 weeks ago, and it was on Gladstone Road. There are no lights. There are no lights on many roads. They're very poor lighting system, and it's terrible. Panna Road, terrible. Many places out there, there are no lights. So don't that's a sore, that and the potholes in the road,
right,
a sore thing for Pearly.
We talked about this before, though, and I heard that, you know, they were sending some trucks out and fixing some, particularly on the one that you're talking about, Naughty, but it's still very dark. The island is darker
than
I remember.
That was on Milo Butler Highway they were fixing, and those were them.
Right.
Because what happens is people start driving with their bright lights on and it creates a hazard.
And that's a problem.
It creates a risk.
Yeah.
You know, times I use the words I try not to ever use anymore because people got their bright lights in my eyes?
Especially during Lent, you can't use those words. Yeah.
I try to stop using the words, period. But then I get these lights in my eyes. The bombs come out. Because it's you got to slow down and you just, come on, man.
It is dangerous.
look at this. Naughty, you sound like you're one of them who say, oh, he's a nice dog, then and the dog isn't going to bite. No, I'm one of them that looks the dog in the eye and says, you're a good boy, you're a good girl, you're a smart dog, and guess what? We go from there. You always show the dog, you look him dead in the eye, and you show him who the boss is. You show him who the alpha male is. And from there, you progress. Every dog has the propensity to bite. But every dog has a propensity to learn, be smart, and friendly. And if you train your dog properly, they'll know how to act, when to act, where to act. And if you don't train your dog properly, they will freak themselves out at the most inopportune time.
I love dogs. I totally get what the texture is saying, though. There are some very, I want to call them irresponsible pet owners that do say silly things like you go to their yard or their house, and they're like, oh, the dog don't bite. The dog doesn't bite you. But you have to kind of introduce people into that situation, you know, slowly.
And you chain your dog up and beat him with a piece of hose
now
to make him aggressive. He could be aggressive.
You don't do that. No, but I'm just saying, there is a part to this conversation about responsible dog ownership and responsible interaction, you know, with dogs and just everyday people.
Now, let me get this in because I know I got sports texts coming through now. And all right. Real quick, Pearly, let me finish this and you could chime in because I know this is probably going to hit near and dear to you. Growing up in the West, especially in the Saunders Beach area, Saunders Beach was always very pristine to all of us. It was a great place for everybody from that surrounding Saunders Beach area. Chippenham, St. Albans, Papaw Tract, the White Grove, then from over, further up in town and further west would come. Saunders Beach was a great spot. It was a great beach. It's a beautiful beach. It was always maintained. From on, see the absolute deplorable, for lack of a better word, garbage juice condition that beach is in. The verges are horrible. The sidewalks are all overgrown. The beach is full of seaweed. Nothing has been collected. Nothing has been touched. Sand is over the verge into the roadway now. So sand is into the road,
it
could potentially cause an accident,
road.
At least
yeah.
a foot into the road. And if that's not bad enough, all the playground equipment down there has issues, breaks and bumps and splinters. The bathroom has to be double checked because we don't know the condition it's in. I've had good reports and bad reports. So the jury's still out on that.
Lady, when I used to take our youngest out there, and I mean, he was like 2 years old, he used to, every day when I dropped the oldest to school, I would take him out there. We'd stay out there for a little while. That beach was beautiful. The playgrounds, the swing set, everything was working properly. The ladies were there by the restroom. It felt nice, clean, safe, all of that stuff. When we saw it the other day, the way that it's so grown up, and I mean, you know, like we pass it often, but we just like we really looked at it the other day, and it looks terrible. It looks not kept at all. Very disappointed.
And wait, there's more. After the disappointment of that, you glance down into the waterway that enters into the back of fish fry, and you have at least 40-foot fishing boat keeling to the side.
Yeah, it's tilted.
Tilted, rusting away. It's been anchored there, and it's blocking the waterway. Zane Lightburn, you're making the radio rounds, Mr. Environmentalist. Please address that. That is a hazard to the environment. You may not be aware of it, so now I'm bringing it to your attention. Tell your homegirl and your cabinet colleague for transportation, less Fashion Nova and more... Because the whole back portion of Araki is absolutely deplorable. It is a boat graveyard.
Go Araki. Go on board and ski dock.
There's a tug.
That's tilted.
Moored to a barge, and the tug is 3/4 keeled over, sinking. All of this is going down.
And it's an
environmental hazard. It looks, for lack of a better word, I mean, it's horrible. It's horrendous. Do better. People who are getting paid to deal with them verges, you need to do. If you have a government portfolio that deals with the environment and transportation, figure out what the heck is going on. And the last thing, if you're going to dig up sidewalks in that same Saunders Beach area from the kidney clinic, from the doctor's office there, all the way down to opposite Bahama Grill, those sidewalks didn't have to dig up. But since you're digging them up, remove the debris from the ones you dug up. Stop piling out in the field across the street. That should have been taken and carted away a long time. And hurry up, finish, because now you've dug up half. It hasn't been completed, and we know what else is coming. Are we not in election mode that a sidewalk job is getting done right there? I mean, you can't see what's going on here. That was a perfectly good sidewalk. Didn't have to dig up at all.
Yeah,
and now it's becoming an eyesore.
But that beach, though,
for everybody from the Saunders Beach area, clean it up and do better.
It's really Saunders Beach. We grew up sneaking out home, running on beach, and swimming by my mommy them to work. Now to come there and see the way Saunders Beach is terrible, the way it's kept.
Yeah, it's messed up.
It is terrible.
And I know
the sand things that they put up.
Right.
To stop the sand from coming through, they all broke down. They haven't never been repaired.
And so much sand overall.
It's an embarrassment. And yeah. Whoever in charge of that, whoever's rolled the box of that should resign today.
Yeah, it looks terrible. When I looked at Saunders Beach, I was like, wow, this really looks bad. Because I used to, like I said, I used to take our youngest on that beach a lot, and it was so much more beautiful back in the day. But I know the Prime Minister has to see that every day. That's the way his motorcade drives past to get down to Parliament. He needs to put the paper down and just open the window and look around and see, because that is an absolute mess. It's right there in Front Strip, so a lot of tourists see that when they go between the two hotels. Let's fix that up, because there's no way we consistently over budget every year with beaches and parks. We already see what the state of the parks is. And now the beach is looking like this too. I mean, where's this money going? It's absolutely ridiculous. But it really breaks my heart to see Saunders Beach looking as terrible as it does.
Good evening, team. Driving on JFK Saturday night was terrifying. What is the problem with the streetlights not working? Please tell me what is going on. New Providence is filthy. Time to clean this country up. Stricter laws need to be implemented.
We need to do a deep cleaning for true. Mm-hmm. Like, I agree with that.
Naughty, digging up sidewalks is to facilitate potting.
Mm.
Potting what? Break it down. Let me know what you're potting.
Pocket potting, what do you think he means?
I wanted them to be specific.
Ooh, or
and
she
not
means.
All right. Well, let's get to the break. We didn't get to the first break, right, Mr. Producer? All right, let's get this first break in. Flip side of the break. Probably we can talk sports, man. Cowboys made some big moves.
Dolphins made some big moves.
Who made some big moves?
Dak Prescott.
Pittsburgh made some big moves.
Oh, yeah. And MJ's going to let us know the big moves
that
Dak made.
I don't know. You can tell me what your quarterback dealing with, because, boy.
All I heard from Mike Fisher was two words came up that causes a lot of relationships to have issues. Prenup. And, boy, when that came up, I hear the ish hit the fan.
Prenuptial agreement. That's what you're saying. Okay.
And I hear she turned in from.
That's not true, by the way. I heard that is absolutely not true.
Hissing, spitting, screaming, tornado. That's what I heard. What did you hear?
I didn't hear anything. I heard they were here in the Bahamas, There was a bachelor and bachelorette party happening. There was an argument, and I got a rock.
I got it from a very reliable source at Bahama, off the executive, who's a Cowboy fan.
Lying.
And no, that they were actually here last week.
Uh-huh. Okay.
They didn't have any issue, a major fight or breakdown or incident, mm-hmm. but apparently they arrived happy and left sad. So we'll see where it goes. But hey, if that is the motivation to get Dakota Rain Prescott motivated and fired up to be, from rags to riches,
this
rise from the ashes because his
crazy.
Woman left him over a prenup.
Wow.
After being, faced with, I thought I loved you and I didn't love me, you had signed a prenup to go from them ashes and to win a Super Bowl. If that means that has to happen and he can win a Super Bowl, to heck with that chick. Doc, you'll find another one once you win another Super Bowl.
So crazy.
He might be depressed. He might get depressed and sulk and lose weight and everything like that. What make you believe?
Hey, Burley, at least he'll have an excuse this year. We know what's coming.
Thank you, MJ. I was going to use that.
At least he'll have an excuse.
You let the cat out of the bag. Your interceptions, that was what I was going to say. You see what happened to Brady when Giselle left him, right? He was due right in after that. Had to go to Tampa.
Yep.
Try getting it. Stop laughing. Why is she laughing at me, man? Stop laughing. Stop laughing.
I'm just trying to be a good friend and don't laugh loud.
You know what? With friends like you, who needs enemas? Let's go to the break.
Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape. A Carib Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more. There's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their 5 Soldier Road West, Delaporte, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
For over half a century, Hongxi has been reserved only for heads of state and world leaders. It wasn't just a car, it was a privilege. Easy Car Sales is proud to bring that distinguished heritage to the Bahamas. A new era in luxury electric, rooted in absolute prestige. It's for the few who demand freedom from the gas pump and first-class craftsmanship. Visit Easy Car Sales to see if you're ready for a taste of royalty.
KFC got that crispy onions crunch. Take a bite, it's a smile. Sweet onion sauce drip, happy running down my side. Pepper jack cheese, bring a little playful wild. Brioche bun soft like a cloud on this ride.
KFC get chicky with it. Hey, taste the sweet side of things. Every single bite, did it. Got my whole crew doing that thing. Crispy onions, sweet onion sauce, pepper jack cheese going off.
Introducing the new sweet chicky chicken sandwich at KFC.
Let's get chicky with it.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
They say it's and I say it's for all.
These rows of flames are catching a fire. Ah, showed you I loved you, you called me a liar. Oh no, 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 no. Baby, tell me where you gone, gone, gone. I've been feeling for your love so long.
We're back at you on the Monday, March 9th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty, along with MJ and Pearly and your company, right up until 6 p.m. And Pearly, listen, man, boy, did the NFL kick off free agency with a bang today. This is the non-tampering period. Obviously, contracts can start signing on Wednesday. But a lot of news, including, let's deal with the Dolphins and I'll deal with the Cowboys and then we'll deal with everything overall. Tua, cut by the Dolphins, about to sign with the Atlanta Falcons on a one-year prove-it deal. We got Pearlie, or is he muted
can
himself?
Can you hear me, Noddy?
Yeah, I can hear you
can
now.
Can you hear me? I'm not muted.
I can hear you
okay,
now.
Just before we get started, I just wanted somebody text me and say, not all the parks look bad. Say the one in Stapleton, Sophie, the young lady who works the park, that keeps the bathrooms really clean and does a really good job. So
good
I just want to say hi to Sophie.
Good
now,
stuff.
Back to the Dolphins. Nico Fitzpatrick to the Jets.
Which really annoyed me because you could have got a fifth
They're
from Dallas.
Yeah, I would have wanted the fifth. But it is what it is. Then after that, we cut Tua. So we can take a $60 million cap hit. We saved 21 or something like that by cutting in. So Tua's gone, but the Atlanta Falcons grabbed him up right away. I haven't gotten the details of it, but I understand he's gone right there. But the best news that we got is we were able to sign him a three-year contract for $67 million. With
and who told you to relax that was going to be your next quarterback? Who told you that, Pearlie?
You couldn't wait for me to say that, eh?
Go ahead and say it.
Everybody, Noddy has said on more than one occasion that he thinks Malik Willis would end up as a Dolphin. It's a no-brainer in terms of most of the Dolphin coaches now from the Green Bay Packers. They're familiar with him. They've worked with him. They know what he's good for. Plus, the quarterback's coach likes a mobile quarterback, and he fits right into the mold that what the Dolphins would want. So I love that signing for now. You know, I don't know what you're getting because the sample size is small, but he has so much upside. I think he could be a good quarterback with the right coaching, so I'm excited about that.
He's a former first-round pick, if not number one, if I'm not mistaken, or number three.
He's a first-round pick.
Pick number three overall, I mean.
So
he was a number one pick?
I think it's a good pick. I think the quarterback, and I think that you should see some good things coming out of him. Now, Naughty did have a nil scenario, and I love my Naughty. He's such a great spin doctor. Thinking and saying that that fourth-place record could be a repeat of what the Patriots did. The Patriots had a fourth-place record last year, and they beat who they were supposed to beat.
Yeah, but I didn't have you all in the Super Bowl like that, but I had you knocking on the playoffs.
No, you didn't, and I don't have it either. So Naughty thinks that the Dolphins will ripple, make some waves this season. I don't think so. I don't think the Dolphins will finish. I think the Dolphins will be a top-five pick after this season.
Okay, there's two ways to look at it. There's two ways to look at it, Pearlie. I look at it like this. Either y'all go in for the tank job from year one and say, okay, we're going in. But no, but you don't need Arch Manning now because you just signed Willis to a 3-year deal.
Now. We don't really need him, yeah.
So now you got a fourth place schedule. And I think that the brain trust now, the new management, the GM and the head coach in Miami, they're football geeks, bro. They're going to hit the ground running. They want to make an improvement.
Yeah.
So if they got to chase a playoff, a wild card,
and come up, as a group, they want to make an impression.
Right, they come up a little short chasing a wild card. That's an improvement. Y'all went from where y'all were to chasing a wild card. Next year, you'll probably be in a watching jump because of the fourth place schedule this year, how you draft, how you sign in free agency. But I think they're committed to turning the program around. I think they're committed to winning. They come from a winning pedigree in Green Bay.
Yeah.
And you have some of the pieces that are already in place that are going to help. A-Chain at the running back. Waddle at the wide receiver.
Waddle.
You got a plethora of tight ends that could work. And you still could take the Sadiq kid in the first round to really, you know, give your quarterback some target to throw to underneath like a blanket. And you got free agents that you could actually add to improve the offense. I think the defense has some pieces in place. So I think it's a work in progress, but it's not as bad as other teams. And I don't think you're as far off as people think.
Well, we'll see. We'll see because we're getting rid of a lot of veteran players, freeing up some money here and there, so we can do some things. We have a decent left tackle. We have a very good center, so I'm happy with that. We've got good linebackers, so I'm not worried about that. I think we need an edge rusher. We're going to need cornerback. We're going to need safety. We're going to need another wide receiver, more of a big wide receiver, a red zone type wide receiver. But I'm happy, and I understand what they're trying to do, and I don't. I'm glad they're breaking everything down to rebuild, and that's exactly what I wanted Miami to do. And I just want to say, and I want people to know that I've been saying this. Based on what's happening, I told people, you don't expect this change and you'll be in the Super Bowl this year. You're going to be in the, you could possibly, I mean, based on what Naughty said, it could be a different scenario, but based on what Pearly thinks, we could be in the doldrums for about 3 years before you start seeing a real turnaround on the team. I'm hoping that's not so, but don't be mad or upset if you happen to see us not winning this year and next year, okay? Letting you know that now. And by the way, I'm driving past Downers Beach tonight, and I'm appalled. That's what you know. But anyway, back to sports.
Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Yeah, hi, everybody.
What's going on?
We almost all the time. I'm glad everything what you and Pearly said. I agree with everything what y'all say. Naughty, maybe next year, Mike Evans, big.
I was about to give the run.
When I first listened to you all. Willis, I saw him in that game in love with old man. He looked good, and he's a running quarterback. Naughty, I see you all pick up Gary and one safety there. Looking good and everything.
Thompson from the Cardinals. Sneaky move at the safety position there. And Rashawn Gary from the Packers.
Yeah, and everything now.
And we're still working on Hendrickson, too. We still got a shot at him as well.
Yeah, that'll be a good move. That's a good move. Now, co-founder of Home Depot, he thinks Matt Ryan always gave him a hard knock in that Super Bowl. They got to finish with him.
He ain't know nothing yet.
A hard knock with the Patriots. Been to a finish with him, with them concussion. Now, let me talk to basketball a little bit before I go. All three of our teams win yesterday. All blow the teams. We blow. Oh, well, you know, we take down the number one seed, and we're up by 27. We got the visit, or a younger comeback, or whatever. They were still a six strike for us. But I have a question I can leave with you in Pearly. How come the New York Knicks couldn't do the y'all what they do to the Spurs? What's that reverse dunk from the NBA? I go on.
Yeah, but the question is, why can't we do to the Spurs what the Knicks is do to the Spurs? You understand what I'm saying? Everybody got their cooler in the Knicks. I don't worry about the Knicks. It's a true point yesterday, though, that something I've been saying all along, and we talked about on the press box as well, the Lakers play infinitely better without LeBron. I mean, the proof is in the pudding. You can see it.
And you know what? We started out the season without him, and we had a very good record, number three in the league. And then he comes back, and we start not being consistent, and they try to put the blame on everybody. And, you know, the announcer last night, the Lakers are doing quite well despite the LeBron not playing. We're doing very well instead of LeBron not playing.
Well, let me give you some of the big names, though, Pretty, because I don't want to pivot too far off of the NFL.
What Dallas do?
I'll get to them in a second. Mike Evans is leaving the Bucs, headed to the San Francisco 49ers.
Oh, Meg is happy.
Tua signed a one-year deal with the Falcons, like we discussed. Former Super Bowl has now left the Seattle Seahawks and is now a Kansas City Chief. He's going to be joining the Chiefs.
I got a friend named Money. I spoke to Money like dirty. He thinks the Chiefs will win the Super Bowl again this year. The Chiefs fans are happy.
Raiders are giving out money. They signed former Baltimore Ravens center Tyler Linderbaum to a record deal to play center for them. They also gave Jalen Naylor $23 million guaranteed. And Jalen Naylor sucks. He's horrible. He's like the fourth receiver in Philadelphia. Yeah, he's terrible. And he got a whole $23 million from the Raiders. Guaranteed.
Yeah, well. Okay.
Then you have the Commanders land Owa at $100 million. That's Odafi Owa. Charger, former Raven. He signed a $100 million contract with the Washington Commanders. $68 million guaranteed. So he's off the market.
Wow.
Then you had some other offseason news as well, too.
Pittman was traded from the Colts.
Correct. Pittman was traded to the Steelers from the Colts.
That's a good, using your words, that's a good sneaky move Pittsburgh made.
That's a sneaky good move.
Quarterback now.
Steelers bring back cornerback Asante Samuel Jr. as well, too. That's another good move. Quarterback Gardner Minshew has reached a one-year deal with the Arizona Cardinals. James Conner, the running back, has restructured so he could stay with the Cardinals. Bengals won't tend to back up quarterback Browning because he's horrible. The Raiders trade for Bills cornerback Johnson. That's just coming in. Kelsey returning to the Chiefs on a one-year deal. And the Panthers land Jalen Phillips, former Dolphin, former Eagle. He's gone to the Panthers on a four-year deal.
Really?
And you said earlier for a seventh-round pick. That's just some of the moves going down. You got a lot of what I call no-name bench players moving as well, too. You'll see some moving and shaking. The Cowboys still in line for Trey Hendrickson, as well as other teams as well. But, there's been a lot of movement today, bro. A lot of movement. And you'll see teams, some of these teams are going to improve. Some of these teams are Travis Etienne signed with the Saints for $113 million.
That was interesting.
Tyler Allgeier left the Falcons. He's gone to the Cardinals.
So, Naughty, let me ask you a question. That's
Kenneth Gainwell. Kenneth Gainwell to the Buccaneers from the Steelers. Go ahead.
That signing, the Saints taking Travis Etienne, does that mean that Love, the running back from Notre Dame, who we felt they could drop to the Saints or the Chiefs, that means both them signing running back, you think he's off the table for them and somebody else can get him off?
He may be off the table. He may drop. He may be off the table, but that allows two other players to go in those. And that allows Caleb Downs to drop down. I'm hoping for Caleb to drop down for the Cowboys. I'm hoping we have another CeeDee Lamb in the form of Caleb Downs. CeeDee dropped to 17. We never thought we'd get him, and we did. Hopefully, we get Caleb Downs at 12 or Sonny Styles at 12. It's going to open up some spacing because, you know, predictably, you had Kansas City and New Orleans right there, and Love was a candidate for both of those teams. Now, both of them have signed quality running backs. I don't think either of them signed Love. I don't think either of them draft Love. So now Love could actually go from potentially, if he doesn't go high in the top five, then he might fall out of the top 10, Pearly.
That's what I'm saying. Or he could go, I mean, there was still some talk that he may go earlier than 10, where the Chiefs are picking, but it'll be interesting to see where he ends up.
It will be very interesting to see where he ends up.
And what it could do, it could move earlier pick. Some people grab him, and it may free up some other players from Dallas at 10 or Miami at 11.
Correct.
Because Miami is the talk is they probably grab the lineman from the University of Miami.
Iowa.
So we'll see what happens. Iowa, yeah.
So we'll see. I think it's gonna be very interesting to see where this all pans out. And like I said, as far as the Trey Hendrickson situation, Dallas is still in contention for Hendrickson as well, too.
Who else in contention with that?
Tampa Bay.
Okay.
As well. They're still in rumors back and forth to who he's gonna sign with. But I hear all signs indicating that the most positive dialogue has come from the Cowboys. He was looking to get $25 million. I think they're offering 22. So we'll see where it goes. But the latest news is, and let me get the update right now. The Dallas Cowboys are reportedly checking in on free agent defensive end Trey Hendrickson, though a deal is considered unlikely following the team's trade for Rashawn Gary earlier today. However, Hendrickson is officially an unrestricted free agent that will not return to the Bengals, and the dialogue with the Cowboys continues along with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Chicago Bears. So we'll see where it goes. But I'm thinking it's some posturing. I think the only other option is if they go younger and now they commit to one of those draft picks, being a lineman, being one of the, like a defensive lineman or an edge. But we'll see. And there's still some more free agency to go and see. Still some more free agents out there that could actually help. Listen, Jalen Naylor played for the Vikings. Initially, though, Naylor played for the Vikings. Jalen Reagor played for the Eagles. Reagor sucked, and Naylor still sucks. He was a third receiver to get $23 million guaranteed by the Raiders. Is nothing. Naylor used to benefit off of Addison being injured and the coverage that Justin Jefferson gets. You put him in an offense where he don't have that help and he got to earn it by himself, wasted $23 million in my opinion. But yeah, Naylor, Reagor, all of them, busts. But thank you for the heads up, Texter.
He may move to a fresh start and excel.
Who's going to play quarterback for the Raiders? Mendoza?
Yeah, that's who may be the number one pick.
But then you got to go get him a true viable number one to make him benefit, to make him blossom. Obviously, you got Bowers at the tight end, which is going to help.
Yeah.
And you got Genty out of the backfield who can catch the ball as well, too. But the most important thing is you need a dog. You need a number one dog, a wide receiver who wants that ball all the time. A dog. I don't know if he comes out in the draft or they sign him in free agency, but they got to look and see. Maybe they got a trade. I know one dude that would fit perfectly in L.A., but they're never going to get him. And you know what his name is? George freaking Pickens. Because he's been franchised. Pierce got $27.9 million to re-sign with the Colts. That means we're going to get Pickens anywhere between the $30 and $32 million a year range. He's going to sign that contract, and we're going to be good to go.
Well, you so sure of that? I hope so.
Listen, we can't lose Pickens. If somebody decides to sign him, we get the first right refusal to match, and if we let him go, then we get the first-round picks and so on and so forth. Same thing with Brandon Aubrey.
No. You get a second-round pick. Don't try.
Brandon's second-round pick, correct. All right, real quick, Pearly, we got to hit the NBA tonight as we get out of here. Mr. Producer putting up the music. So let's hit the NBA, man. All right, let's hit the NBA.
Okay.
Excuse me. Sixers on the road against the Cavaliers. Maxi out, VJ out. Give me the Cavaliers in the money line. I don't think they cover the 13.5, but I think they win the game.
I agree.
Grizzlies on the road against the Nets. Grizzlies 1.5-point favorites. Give me the Grizzlies minus the 1.5 over the Nets.
Yeah, I see the Nets having a hangover from that win, so no.
Nuggets and the Thunder. This should be a really good game tonight. Oklahoma City minus 6.5. Thunder to win this one, but I'm going to play it safe. Let's go the Thunder in the money line.
I'm going to take the Thunder and the points.
Warriors on the road against the Jazz. Golden State 6-point favorites over the Jazz. I like the Warriors to get it done over the Jazz tonight. They've been playing scrappy good ball. The Jazz, where you put me, and they've stopped covering those spreads lately. So I'm going to roll with the Warriors in this one.
I'll take the Warriors and the points as well.
Knicks and the Clippers. This could be a setup game for the Knicks, but I think they rebound from losing to the Lakers yesterday. They catch themselves against the Clippers, and they win it. So give me the Knicks minus the 2 points on the road.
And they'll be comfortable. They'll be all right. They're staying in the same gym. So they'll have some they'll be, you know, relaxed. There's no jet lag. I see them bouncing back.
All right, man. Good stuff, Pearly. Well, we've reached our time, folks. So for Pearly, for my better half, MJ, this is your boy Naughty. We'll do it again tomorrow right here on Talking Heads. Our special guest tomorrow, Mr. Crazy Thompson. So we'll have a great conversation with him. And we'll talk sports in the 5 o'clock hour, all right? So keep it right where you got it. All right? News is up next, and we'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads.
Ciao. Try to manipulate you through your pockets.